Welcome, visionaries and revolutionaries, to the Aligned Empire podcast, your gateway to building a movement of change, wealth, and impact. I'm your host, Drea Brown. This podcast is for the visionary woman who is ready to master the energetic frequencies of money, business, and herself, and is ready to expand into a frequency, life, and empire that mirrors her highest purpose. Together, we are rising up and reshaping the world as we know it, defying limitations and boldly embodying our highest selves. You're not just listening to another podcast. You're embarking on an epic journey.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode. And oh my gosh, you guys, this episode is going to blow your mother freaking mind. It is. I love talking about this, especially as a business owner. It's so important to talk about. It's so important to really master. But you probably already know what it's about because you already saw the episode title, but about mastering the energetic frequencies of clients, of magnetizing clients, of magnetizing an audience, and what that really means. And why I absolutely love this topic is because there's nothing more beautiful and more amazing than when you magnetize people that truly need your gifts. But not only that, that you also truly need in a way. It's like every single person coming into our lives has something to teach us so incredibly about ourselves, about our true potential, about whatever it is that you need a lesson in right now. But when you magnetize people from a place of power, when you magnetize people from a place of abundance, when you magnetize people from a place of authenticity and alignment, when you magnetize people that way, those are the people that come into your life and they're literally an energetic, guess that ding, 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 energetic connection, vibration with what you're already feeling inside of your life. So how are we going to master the energetic frequencies of attracting the perfect clients, of attracting the perfect audience, of attracting people who absolutely love you, and not just getting viral numbers? Because let me tell you, I've been there, done that. I've gotten millions and millions of views on my videos, like on what each video, millions of views. And what I was attracting was not aligned with my ultimate potential. And on the other hand, I've done videos that didn't get a ton of views and it was completely aligned with who I was and what I was practicing. And it did magnetize the most incredible people ever, incredible clients and incredible audience. So we're really going to understand the difference between magnetizing clients and chasing clients and what it feels like inside of our bodies when we are in the energy of chasing, when we're in the energy of desperation, when we're in the energy of just like squeezing and wanting things to work out. That shit doesn't work. And that is the biggest turnoff in the entire world. And so we're going to really dig deep here. And my intention for this episode is I really want you to be able to leave this episode knowing energetically how to move forward when it comes to magnetizing your clients or magnetizing your audience members or magnetizing people who are not already in your audience who actually really need you, and knowing how to feel aligned in your content, which is going to be very, it's going to go very hand in hand with each other. But I really want you to leave here knowing what it feels like energetically to be in the vibration of magnetically attracting people into your business. I'll tell you a quick story. I have built my business off of referrals for the last, I would say a large number of my business, not my entire business. I've built a large number of my business off of referrals for about a year now. And a lot of those clients that I've been getting have not been aligned with my highest potential, with my highest vibration, with my highest timeline and everything that I'm trying to bring into my life and feel into my life. And I think, honestly, no, I know that there's nothing more incredible and more amazing than when you can get on social media and when you can put yourself completely out there, all of who you are on social media, and then attract people that way. I am incredibly grateful for these incredible, amazing referrals. But on the other hand, there's something about people just randomly coming to you based on what other people are saying about you versus what you are portraying out into the world. There's something really beautiful when you can magnetize somebody from a place of authenticity and from a place of power and from a place of you intentionally deciding who you want to work with, because it's 100% you can choose it. you have the power to choose it. It's not you are coming from a place of you are going to take any single person that comes your way. If you are magnetizing incredible people, and I want you to come from a place of every single freaking phone call that you get on, it feels insane. And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I found you because you magnetize this person in your life. And that is 100% possible. And we're going to talk about it.
Hello, amazing visionary women. I just wanted to stop in really quick and say, if you're enjoying listening to this podcast or this episode, if you could just do a quick pause and leave a review wherever you're listening to this right now and let us know exactly what you like listening to this episode about, what type of insights were so incredible to you. My team and I work so hard delivering as much value and as much love and put as much energy as we possibly can into these episodes that it truly means the absolute world to us. Take a screenshot of this episode, share it to your Instagram story, share it to your Facebook. I love tagging you guys as well in my stories. 99% of the time, I will also tag you as well just to let my audience know, hey, there's other people listening to this podcast. So it really does mean the world. And I absolutely love going with depth rather than width. You know, I'd much rather you listen to 10 podcasts and go really, really in depth with the audience and the community rather than 100 different podcasts. It really means everything when you can go more depth, a smaller amount of things rather than going width-wise. And so I would love to extend that invitation to you guys and say, hey, I would love for us to be the community that you wanted to go more in depth with. And with that, make sure you guys go check out those show notes, go download our resources. We have amazing, incredible resources that I know 100% you're going to absolutely love that most people are paying $2,000 for. I'm not even kidding. So make sure you guys check out those show notes and download those free resources, get on that newsletter and engage with this community because we're building something really special here. And I just want to say, even if you don't want to do any of that, I appreciate you so much listening to this and being entangled in this energy and in this journey with me. So thank you so much. And let's get back to the episode.
So most people get clients by chasing them. They use this very chasing energy. And I've seen it time and time again from coaches, from service providers, entrepreneurs. They come into business and they're like, I need clients. The energy is so graspy and grabby, and it feels, it's like, if you could see me, if you're watching the video, but it's like so constricting. It just feels like, yeah, you're just squeezing. And I've seen it so many times. It's so common with very new entrepreneurs. They're honestly, most 99% of entrepreneurs feel this, and they have this sticky, this squeezing type of energy where it just, you can feel it from a mile away, and they do videos and you feel it from a mile away. And especially if you're an empath, especially if you're a very sensitive visionary person, like you probably are because you're listening to this, you can feel it. And it's such a turnoff. It's so gross. It definitely is not magnetizing people. And let me tell you, people are going to those people definitely for the wrong reasons. And ultimately you're coming from a place of lack, right? Either you're coming from a place of abundance and expansion, or you're coming from a place of lack and constriction. So maybe that's a good question to start off with. As you're magnetizing clients right now, or as you're getting clients right now, are you coming from an energy of constriction, of feeling like you need this person? What is your idea about getting clients? Like, what, let's actually take even a step further. And what is your, what are the ideas that you have about getting clients? Let's start about that. So when you think of like, okay, I'm going to get a client tomorrow, does that feel easy to you? Or does that feel impossible? You're like, what the hell? Like, there's no way that could ever happen. There's no way. Like, I just have no idea. Like, there's no way. That's way too hard. So where are your limitations at? And what ideas do you have about getting clients? Number one, if it feels hard to get clients, if it feels hard to pull people into your world, that's probably where we need to start. And we really need to dig deep down. Why do you feel that's hard? And where is that energetic frequency happening in your body where it feels hard? And why do you think it feels hard? I mean, there's so many questions that we need to ask if that's the case, because really, I'm not going to just say get into an energetic frequency and then you're going to attract all the clients you want. You can do that. It happens all the time. You can definitely do that. But I really want to dig deeper and like, let's find the root source of all these limitations that you have. And ultimately it's going to come down to, what is your idea about getting clients? Do you make it hard on yourself because you tell yourself every single day it's hard? And then it feels like you're like dragging yourself, and you, since you have this idea of it being hard, you literally, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's literally, it makes it so difficult to get a client. So are you coming from that spot of it's so fucking difficult to get a client? Or are you coming from the spot of it's so easy? It's so easy to get a client. And it's not going to be a simple, sometimes it can be, but it's not always going to be a simple mindset shift of, oh yes, it's really easy now because I'm telling myself it's really easy, but I really want you to feel into the fact that you feel that it's hard. It's surrendering to that feeling. And why do you feel this? Where is this coming from? What does it feel like inside of your body? What energetic frequencies are happening? We don't even have to really go too deep into it, but it's like feeling deep into it and not letting go of the mind, but feeling deep into this idea or the energy behind you thinking that clients are very hard to get. Feeling deep into this energy, feeling deep into the struggle that you force yourself to go through every single day because you feel like it has to be hard to get clients. Since you think it's hard to get clients, you feel like it has to be hard to get clients. So if it's too easy, you actually end up self-sabotaging yourself and you actually go the hard way. Like you literally make things harder, and we subconsciously do this. We literally are operating 95% of our life from a place of subconscious ideas and limitations. So right now we're uncovering these ideas and limitations of why it's so difficult for you to get clients, or why do you think it's so difficult for you to get clients? And we're going to embrace this and then expand this into ease. So that's really like, that's really my intention, this, the work that we're doing here in this episode. So I could really spend a long time going into the energetic work that it's going to take to release some of these limitations, because it's not always a one size fits all, just feel into it and then it's going to be okay. Like it, sometimes it takes a while and that's totally fine. It can be sometimes more powerful if it takes a long time. So feeling into these complex energies that is associated with you feeling like it's hard to get clients. So really digging deep energetically inside of your body, just observe the relationship energetically of what it means and what it feels like for business to feel hard, that it has to feel hard. Really dig deep energetically inside of your body in every single cell and notice curiously, without judgment, without thoughts or labels, curiously observe the energy that you are feeling inside of your body when you are observing the idea that it's hard to get clients or that business needs to be hard. And again, sometimes it's easier to pause my episodes. Like I'm always going to tell you pretty much every episode to dig deep into your energy and feel things, because that's what it's all about, right? That's what alignment means. It's like getting in touch with your energy and getting in touch with something deeper, something really, really deep. And that's ultimately going to be your emotions. That's how we get aligned. So get in touch. Maybe you need to pause this episode or just come back to it. Listen to it a couple times. But what does that feel like when you are observing this relationship of things needing to be hard? Maybe it's not just with clients. Maybe it's with anything in your life. Why do you think it needs to be so hard? Or why do you feel like it's so hard? And noticing in your body where there might be some blockages or there might be some type of disresonance in your body, and just feel it. Just, or constriction is another word that resonates with people, or heaviness is another one. Where does it feel heavy? Or where does it just feel like something energetically is just not as expansive as it could be? Just curiously observe it. And I want you to do this exercise until you don't feel it anymore. Because ultimately, if you've listened to my episodes before, you already know this, but ultimately energy gets stuck in our body. And in order for it to get through our body and to just really get released, we have to observe it. We have to allow it to be seen and allow it to be felt. So I want you to look and feel this energy for as long as you possibly need. Maybe it's weeks, who knows? It doesn't really matter. It's so beautiful. Either way, however long this needs to last. So just really be with this feeling of like, you know, it doesn't have to be thoughts. It's like, you don't really have to attach anything to it. You don't have to say, oh, it's from my mom or from my dad or from my childhood. You don't have to attach anything to it. You can if that helps. But I really think ultimately letting any of the thoughts and labels go and just feeling into it and just releasing it, allowing it to be released and not adding any meaning behind it. Don't add any more water to the seed, right? We're always planting seeds of emotion. Don't add any more water to the seed to make it grow. Just allow it to be embraced, allow it to be seen curiously without judgment, and it will pass. And then you're going to start to feel something different. And then you'll start to label something different. It's not going to feel so damn hard every single time you try and get a client, or if you just in general, business is hard, it's not going to feel so damn hard. That blockage, it just won't be there. And so your mind reacts to your body, your body reacts to your mind, you know, vice versa. They very much go hand in hand. And so when you move energy throughout your body, you literally start to have different perspectives, different thoughts, different ideas about business and about life and about clients. That's the first step, is like, you really need to figure out what are your limitations and what is really setting you back, and what is the root cause of maybe you're not in the position right now of magnetizing clients, because you might not be exactly where you want to be in terms of magnetizing clients because you're listening to this episode, right? There's something about this episode that really caught your attention that you're like, okay, I want to magnetize clients. So ask yourself, why did you even start listening to this episode? Why did you even click on this? What resonated with you? What made you want to click on this? And what are the ideas behind this? Maybe it's you journaling about it. Like, literally write everything that you feel right now about magnetizing clients. What does that even mean? What does that feel like? Like, what do you think is holding you back? Like, what type of thoughts and feelings come through your mind when I say that? And just really write about it and really dig deep as you can into this, and really feel as deep as you can into that. Because that's really going to be the first step, is getting over those deepest limitations of what is blocking you from magnetizing clients and an audience that really needs you. Next, what does it feel like to actually magnetize clients? So visualize it, if that works for you. Not everyone's a visualizer. You can either visualize it or you can feel into it energetically in a different way. And I'll go into that. But what does it feel like if you are already attracting clients, magnetizing clients, without a doubt, in every cell of your body? What does that feel like? How can you pull that into your reality? Is there a time in your business where it just felt easy to get clients, or when it felt like you were really magnetizing people into your life? Maybe it doesn't have to be with business or your clients. Is there a time where you felt magnetic? Yeah, let's take another step back. What does magnetic energy feel like to you? What does it feel like when you are magnetic? Have you ever walked into a room and you just felt magnetic for some reason, like something was going on? Or maybe you always feel that way. But what does it feel like when you feel magnetic? And if you haven't felt that way, I know you have at some point, but if you're having a little problems or some trouble thinking about what magnetism feels like to you, think about a person who does feel magnetic. If there's a person in your life that you know who can walk into a room and is totally magnetic to people, what does their energy feel like to you? How can you tap into that energy that they're already feeling in terms of magnetism? This sounds sometimes crazy, but I really want you to just allow this to sink in. But you can literally put your consciousness into somebody else and you can feel what they're feeling. Especially, I know if you're listening to this, you're 100% an empath. So if you're an empath, you can do this, especially if you're an empath. I truly think everyone has the potential and has the possibility of doing this, but it's very much easier if you're an empath. So you can literally put your consciousness into other people, allow yourself to become more of somebody else and less of you. And sometimes this isn't easy right away. Like, yes, I can do this. Sometimes it takes a little bit of meditation to really master, because you really have to relax and let go of your thinking mind, because it's like, what the hell is she talking about? But allowing yourself to relax, like really relax, and just feel your body. You have to be able to feel your body. You have to be able to feel your own consciousness first, right? And some people might have a little bit of trouble with that because we're so identified with our mind and our egos and all of that juicy, yummy thought stuff. But really allowing yourself to let go of that mind and feel into your body. And you have to feel what your consciousness feels like first. And when you can feel yourself, then you can start feeling other people. Then you can start putting your consciousness into this person who is totally magnetic to other people. So when I say that, it's like when you start to feel your body, you can start to feel what it feels like to be alive. And then you can literally, I'm looking at a cup on my table right now, this cup. You can feel this cup in the room. You know, have you ever like closed your eyes and or maybe you just can feel somebody looking at you, right? Or you can feel somebody come into the room. That's you feeling someone's energy. That's you. You can just feel people's energy. Like, it, energy is so, so, so powerful. So if you can feel someone looking at you, you know, that's part of your consciousness that's already in that person, or like feeling that person, because we're all connected all the time, you guys. We're so connected and we can feel so many things surrounding us. It's not just like this small little physical body that we can feel. We can literally feel anything, everything, every single thing. You can feel eternity. You can feel infinite. You can feel everything. So we have the power and to be able to actually put our energy into people. It helps activate something deep inside of you when you can do that. So is there someone who is magnetic? Is there someone who is so beautifully powerful, who has something that you are really trying to activate inside of yourself? And can you use that activation? Can you use you putting your consciousness into them or feeling their energy? Whatever maybe that doesn't resonate with you. Maybe you just feel their energy. Can you feel their energy and allow it to activate something deep inside of you? And what does that feel like? What does it feel like if you felt their energy? What inside of you activates that maybe hasn't been activated before? Or maybe has been activated before, but you feel it so strongly in this person, and really feel them. And the way to do this is you really have to let go of that mind. You can't compare them. You can't think about it. You can't judge them in any way. You really just have to feel their energy the way you would feel your own body. So feel their energy and allow it to activate something deep inside of you. And so if you think about maybe someone who is magnetizing clients, where it feels like they're just magnetizing them and it feels like they're just on fire and momentum in their business and they're just attracting an audience that is so beautiful and it, you want that audience. Like if you could trade, you know, or if you could have any audience, like whose would it be and why and what type of energy do they have and what is their magnetism feel like? Does it help activate something inside of you? You know, just watching if you go deep into their business and kind of look at their comments or like look at the way they're responding and really feel into their energy, go on their lives, feel into their energy on lives, maybe go listen to some podcast episodes, feel their energy when they're talking. What does it feel like? What does that magnetism feel like? And really dig deep. Again, it's really important to let go of that mind. And you also don't want to be exactly like this person, right? It's not you like copying this person and completely, yeah, just becoming that person. It's activating something deep inside of you. And you're just going to come away with that one activation. And then you're going to integrate it into your life, whatever that may mean for you. But you're not becoming that person. That's totally not what I'm saying. So allowing you to activate something deep inside of you, some type of energy that maybe was stagnant or dormant and just needed a little bit of like waking up. So that's a really, really powerful exercise. And some people think, you know, it could be a person, it could be even an animal. I've heard some people really resonate with animals. Maybe it's an animal that's really powerful that you can just really connect with and allow it to activate something deep inside of you. Maybe it's art. Maybe it's some type of art. Maybe it's nature. Like what was going to help activate whatever you're trying to get inside of your life? Maybe it doesn't even have to be magnetism, like magnetizing your clients, but what is it? Something that you're trying to really activate inside of your life. But since we're talking about magnetizing clients, we're going to go back to that. But what does it feel like, again, to magnetize clients? If you are already in that position, and you're already magnetizing the most incredible clients ever, what does that feel like deep in your body? So allowing yourself to really surrender into that and feel that energy. And I can just feel it right now. Oh my gosh, it's incredible, man. And what that would feel like if you were to create content from this point of expansion, from this point of feeling fucking incredible, from this point of feeling magnetized or just completely magnetic. Like everything you touch is gold. Every word you say, just people are just like clawing at your every word. And they're like, oh my God, you're literally talking to my heart and my soul. You're literally like, this is exactly what I was on my hands and knees begging for last night. How can you get to that place of feeling that way? And people are literally emailing you every damn day telling you what an impact your video made or what an impact your content has made or course or whatever it is. But really, like, they're fully magnetic into your world and they're just clinging on to your every word. What does that look like? And I'll tell you one thing. It's not you following the algorithm and being fucking obsessed with the algorithm, because that's not what magnetism is about. It is not about being obsessed with the algorithm and obsessed with views. Like, people who are magnetic don't give a flying fuck about their views. They care about it somewhat, but it's very, very minuscule compared to them just feeling into their content. Whether they know they're doing this or not, they're so unapologetically themselves. They're so bold in what they say. They're so magnetic, completely magnetic in really what that feels like, and feel into it. And it's not just like, yeah, I'm magnetic. Yes, I know. And then just like record a video from a place of non-magnetism, right? If you record every single video, if you pick every single idea from a place of truly feeling magnetic, if you do every single thing from this place, embody fully magnetism, that's exactly what you're going to get back. People are going to be literally drooling over your every word. It happens and it works. That's how I've gotten millions of views on my videos. And again, it's not just about views, but like clients as well. Like, people would message me like, oh my God, this is exactly what I wanted. This is like, you literally read my mind. It's one of the most beautiful things when people say that to you. It's like, I love how connected we are. And so how can you dig deep into that magnetism about yourself and what makes you magnetic? Because what makes me magnetic is totally different than what makes you magnetic and the next person. So it's really digging deep. Like, how can I become even more of who I already am? How can I become all of who I'm supposed to be and meant to be in this world? What are my quirks? What are the weird things about my personality that some people absolutely hate? So what drives some people crazy, and what are some things that people absolutely love about me? And start to ask what makes you truly different and what makes you so unique, because that's where you're going to find your magnetic quality. It's those things that make you different, things that make you unique. And sometimes you might not even know. Maybe you don't know. So go text your friends. Go ask them, hey, what makes me magnetic? What makes me unique? What makes me who I am? What are my strengths? What are the things that you absolutely love about me? And of course, start taking action, because that's what you're going to start to find. You're going to start to find what makes you feel super lit up when you start posting. And if it makes you feel lit up, it's going to make other people feel lit up too. That's the most beautiful thing. And like truly lit up, not just like superficial excitement. It's like really deep, deep joy and excitement. And it's like this feeling of connecting with something greater than ourselves, and something bigger, something so big, your deepest why. You know, I'm always going to go back, like really connecting to that deepest why, connecting to something bigger than ourselves, the divine source, universe, whatever it is, but it's connecting with that and then feeling true deep joy from that, not from trauma, not from your emotions, not from your ego, not because you think this is going to get a shit ton of views. It's like connecting with something even deeper and something more powerful than that, and making content from that place, choosing an idea from that place, editing from that place, doing every single damn thing from that place. And then that's when you produce magnetic content. But it has to be foundation of magnetism. And if it doesn't have that foundation, it just will not be magnetic, unless you just happen to stumble upon it accidentally. But even if you stumble upon it accidentally, you were tied into magnetism, obviously, somehow. So always everything, you guys, it's all energy. So always energetically come back. What energetically allows me to feel magnetic? And what does it feel like if I were to feel magnetic right now? And what would it feel like if I was already magnetically attracting clients in this moment? Without a doubt, every single video you make, you get a client, or you get someone to buy from you, or, you know, someone comes into your world and is obsessed with what you're saying, and you're making such an impact on people's lives. People are literally bawling their eyes out. It's just like, oh my God, like I found you. Like, thank you so much for existing. Like, thank you so much for choosing to make this video. How can you get into this vibe of feeling that way? And again, making every single step, every single moment of your life as you're creating your business in that vibe and in that energy. And, you know, sometimes it's not always going to be perfect. You're not going to get to a place of, you know, this ultimate goal of I'm always connected every single moment to my magnetism. It's going to be, you know, it's just a constant journey sometimes where you have your valleys and peaks. And it's really just trying to stay in it, because this is consistent and as possible, and really being fully connected to your why as much as possible. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. The more you talk about it, the easier it becomes. So talk about it with people. If you're embarrassed about it with your family and friends, fuck them, or not fuck them, but, you know, fuck it. And just find people that you really do want to talk about it with. Maybe it's people in Facebook groups, whatever it is. But like, I really want you to get good at talking about what your purpose is and what your deepest why is and why you're so passionate about what you're doing. And you'll start to find your magnetism in just talking to people about your purpose and your why. Maybe you're just in a position where you don't fully believe in your why. So I want you to get fully believed with your why. I want you to like sit down and really find why you really give a shit about what you're doing. Why do you care so much about your impact? Why should I care? Why should I care? Why should everyone else care? And get really freaking fired up. Like, get so fired up that you just can't, all you do is want to sit on top of the mountain and scream it to everyone. You don't really give a shit what people think, because it's so powerful. That mission's so powerful. And I'm not saying that you can get there tomorrow. You can. But I'm not saying that you're going to. You just have to take some action. And the more action, consistent action that you're taking, you're going to start proving to yourself that you are a person of magnetism, that you're a person of confidence, that you can do hard things. And you start building your confidence. And you start building your confidence. You start building your confidence in your mission. The more you talk about it to people, and yeah, the more you talk about it, like spread that energy. That's so important. And I'm going to transition a little bit, same topic, but it's something I was doing when I was doing my TikTok. And I very much, when I grew my TikTok to, it was like 650,000 followers in like 4 months, something like that. When I grew my TikTok to that, I very much energetically played with everything. When I say I energetically played with everything, I was energetically aware of my energy, or I was aware of my energy in everything I did. Every video that I made it from a specific point of energy. And I played around with the energies. I was like, okay, for this video, I'm going to make with my heart. Like, I'm literally going to live in my heart, and I'm going to deliver this message from my heart 100%. And I would re-record until it felt really, really right. Until I felt like I was truly speaking from my heart. I would make another video from maybe my solar plexus where it was like powerful and bold. You know, I really played around with these different types of energies. Or maybe it was just one where I was like, just super excited about something. I'm like, oh my God, like, this is like, I want to tell you guys about this. You know, I really played around these energies, and I was super, super intentional with every single thing I did. And because of that, I was really able to learn what type of energy it takes to make not only a viral video, but a magnetic video. And that's more important than a viral video. It's a magnetic video that really, where you can dig deep into this energy and make a video that impacts people's lives, which therefore will pull people into your world, which therefore makes you a shit ton of money because people are really, you can help people and make an impact and obviously build your empire. So when I was building my TikTok, whenever I decided what type of video I wanted to create, there is an energy. We're all connected, right? Every single thing in this entire world is energetically connected. It just is, like science. Like there is no arguing with that. It's completely not arguable unless you show me some crazy ass science that you just came up with. But, you know, really we're so connected. We're so energetically connected with every single person in the entire world, with every single thing in the entire world. And collectively, we are going through something. There is always collectives. And overall, the world is collective, right? But then there's also niches inside, like collective niches inside the world. And so when you're talking about what you help people with, let's just say that you're a relationship coach and you are trying to decide on an idea about your video. You're like, okay, well, what idea do I want to have my video for? And what I love to think about is Ikigai, but for videos and for content. So when you think about Ikigai, it's what you're passionate about or what you love, what you're good at, what people need, and what you can make money at. There's going to be a central theme around what type of content that you can create. So when I think about Ikigai, just in terms of content creation, it's what people need and what I want to talk about. So it's going to be in between those two ideas, like what people want and what I want to talk about. You can't just have one without the other. You can't just want to talk about something and no one really gives a shit. And you can't just talk about what people give a shit about and then not care about yourself, because then you become unaligned, you become super unhappy, and then you get people in your audience that you don't care about and they don't care about you. So that's terrible. So when you think about, okay, well, what do I want to talk about? What do people care about? And when I say, what do people care about? This is where it gets really fun, you guys. There is an energetic frequency inside of your niche. It's like you are getting ideas from the point of evolution that is happening right now, like the very tip of evolution of what is happening, that how we're evolving. So literally right in this moment, we are at the point of evolution. Like we are at the very tip of evolution. This is the most that of evolution has ever happened, ever, that we have experienced ever in this moment, right? So we're at the point of evolution. So everything behind us has already, it's already happened. It's already evolved. So how can you meet the collective in this point of evolution of what they need to know next? Like the collective, how can you slip in and be that person who leads the collective that needs you most, that delivers them this insane idea or this perspective or this perspective shift or this information that the collective needs right in this moment, that will literally lead them in a totally new direction and help change the world? I'm not kidding. Like this is real shit. This is exactly what I did on my TikTok and why people, I was getting 70, at the very end, I was getting 70,000 followers in 2 days. Crazy. Because I was able to literally connect. And if this is over your head, just let it sink in. Let me plant some seeds. But I was able to connect with a collective consciousness of what people wanted to see or hear in the video and deliver it to them. And energetically, it feels like momentum. It feels like when you're trying to think about what that feels like, when you're trying to think about what is on, like what topic is on the edge of evolution that everyone wants to hear in this moment, that everyone is like talking about something one step below, but then you take it one step further and you're like, this is it. Like, this is the idea. And that's what makes you a mother freaking thought leader. That's what builds your personal brand like nothing other, is when you can find that tip of being able to share something that is on the cusp of everyone wanting to say it or everyone collectively needing it, and then sparking, honestly, sometimes a mini revolution, sometimes a massive revolution or a movement or whatever. It is there and it's available, and it's the same, it's like divine connection. Like you can always connect to that energy. So what does that feel like? And it's so hard to do it via a podcast. And it's really something I like probably need to make a course about, because it's so damn powerful. And it might be a little, it's very intangible as I talk about it. And maybe, yeah, there's definitely going to be, I'm sure there's going to be some people that are like, what are you talking about? But it's so powerful when you can really grasp what I'm saying. And there's going to be so many different ways that you can really grasp what is the topic that's on the point of evolution. Sometimes it's you scrolling through the feed and just keeping a pulse on what is happening. But I think, and that's definitely possible. A lot of people do that. But I think what's more powerful is feeling into this. And so there's a meditation for this. Personally, I have not really found a more powerful way than a meditation at this point. And I will put this meditation inside of this episode. And you can only get on the podcast, so make sure you download it there. But this meditation, you basically, with this meditation, you connect with everything in existence. So you connect with something bigger than yourself. You connect with the universe. You connect with source. You literally, when I say you connect with source, when you're connected with source, you're connected with everything. You're not just connected to source. Because if you connect to source, you are literally connected to every single freaking thing in the entire world, in existence, everything. You literally become everything. That's the most beautiful thing. Is this meditation. It allows you to connect with everything. Like when you become source, you literally allow yourself to become everything. And so when you can become everything, you can start to see potentials and you can start to see opportunities that you were not able to see before because you can feel omniscient in your own reality. You know, in your own reality, you can start to see things that you were not able to see before and you can start, you just feel more expansive and you feel more connected to everything. And when you can feel more connected to everything, you can easily connect with what the topic is on with the point of evolution. What topic is begging to be shared next? And what topic is going to lead a massive movement? Or what is the topic that you talk about and other people absolutely desperately need? Because that is the topic that is going to magnetize people like crazy to you. And so when you use this meditation, it just helps you connect to this collective feeling, to this collective consciousness that is always available to you. And then once you do this meditation enough, you could easily connect. It doesn't have to be you do this meditation every time. I can connect right now. Like I'm literally connecting to this consciousness, this quantum realm. Some people call it this 5D reality, this literally connection to divine source. I'm connecting to it right now because I know what that feeling feels like. I've done it hundreds of times before. And so I've gotten really good at connecting to that. And I'm not saying I'm always connected to it because that's definitely not the case. I'm very much not connected to it all the time. But when I want to intentionally connect to it, I can. And when you can come from that connection, it's like connecting to something greater, connecting to your divine source. When you can connect with that something greater, it makes content creation so much easier. It makes magnetizing clients so much easier because you literally, it's a feeling of love. It's a feeling of expansion. It's indescribable. It literally makes you feel like you're flying and you can do anything and you're infinite and you let go of your limitations. You really let go of your limitations and it's such a beautiful place to create content from. And when you create content in a place like that, people are instantly magnetized to you because there's something so deep about you. There's something in your depth that they just want to know about that they're like, there is something so deep about this person that's on my page and I can feel it. And I know you felt that from probably a lot of people on your page when you're magnetized to them. You're like, oh my God, there's something more about them. They're so magnetic. What is going on? What do they got that I don't? Like, what is happening? They were able to connect with that. They were really able to connect with that. And maybe they didn't go as deep as we're going right now and intentionally connecting and talk about energy and all this other stuff, but unintentionally or intentionally, subconsciously or unconsciously, they were able to connect with this incredible energy that is available to you right now that, you know, maybe right now, again, maybe you're like, this girl is crazy, batshit, whatever she is talking about. If you're in that mode, allow it to plant a seed right now. Maybe just re-listen to this part and like without thinking, you know, allow your thinking mind to be let go and feel into what I'm talking about. My clients that have a hardest time with this, it's really hard for them to let go of their thinking mind. And that's a whole nother subject, you know, allowing yourself to let go of your thinking mind. But when you can feel into what I'm saying and you can truly know that that connection is there and you are connected to this incredible collective consciousness that is literally giving you divine inspiration all the time and allowing it to be there. Oh my gosh, it's so, 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 so beautiful and such an amazing feeling. So I'm going to back up one step. Maybe that didn't work for you. Maybe it wasn't the visualization. Maybe you don't resonate with visualizations or meditations. You really can connect with something greater than whatever that means, honestly, just like connecting with something greater than yourself and just feeling into what people need right now. You know, maybe you don't have to go as woo is the quantum realm. You know, you don't have to do that. That's definitely not a mandatory thing. It's really like what connects with you and that's totally fine. So what would that connection feel like? To connect with something that people desperately need from you and desperately could learn and desperately just want? And how can you use your magnetic energy to connect and intersect at that point of what people are needing right now and then showing your true self and you're showing your authentic self and just talking the way you want to talk and the way it feels good and just magnetizing people that way? How can you you know, how can you connect with that energy and how can you connect with those feelings and really be, it's always going to come back, man, to your deepest why and your deepest purpose and really feeling truly connected with every cell of your being to something greater. And it doesn't even have to be, it doesn't, like, your purpose doesn't have to be this and this and this. Like, it doesn't have to be words. It can be a feeling. It can be a feeling. Oh my God, I love that. I don't know if I've ever really truly thought about that until I'm talking about it, but it can be a total feeling. Your purpose is a feeling. And feel into your purpose. Feel into this feeling. What do you want to feel like? You know, what do you want the world to feel like after you're through with them, right? What do you want the world to feel like? What does it look like? What does it feel like? I do have a written purpose, but I also think more than anything, I have a feeling purpose. And now that I'm like really talking about this, I'm way more connected to my feeling purpose than I am to my written purpose. And it's so powerful, my feeling purpose. And, you know, yeah, you can totally try to connect with that feeling purpose. And for me, it feels like momentum. It feels like massive momentum and vibration, like high vibrations and joy. And it feels like when I'm done with you guys, when I'm done with the world, I want people to be like, holy shit, what just happened? You know, she was just able to make us believe some incredible things. Like I want, on the other side, I want people to be like, oh my God, we used to think the world worked like this, but now we know the world works like this. I want people to be totally perspective shifted because I think that is such a fun thing to do to people. And I know I love it when people shift my perspective completely. So that's what I want to do to other people in the world is shift their perspectives on what they think life is really like and what they think business is like, man, like what they think getting clients is like. Like it doesn't have to be hard. There's so much abundance of clients. There's so many people out there just begging to have your services, to have your coaching services, to have everything that you truly offer to the world. And you know that because you're listening to this damn episode. So people are begging you to step it up, step into your power, step into your magnetism, because they're not going to be attracted to you until you do. There's people out there that will not be resonating with you until you really step into your power and step into that magnetism. And it's not going to be outside of yourself. It's always going to be inside of yourself. Always, always, always. It's not going to be about hashtags. It's not going to be about making the best editing in the whole world. It's not going to be about the algorithm. It's going to be about you standing in your power and you standing in your magnetism and making videos and content that way. It just will be. Not saying that strategy doesn't work because it definitely helps, but it will never, you can use the best strategies in the entire world to build your social medias. But if you don't embody the magnetism and the energy that is all of you, your authenticity, then it goes to shit. It goes nowhere. It really goes nowhere. So really, really being intentional with how you make your videos is so important and building that foundation of energy first before you pay attention to the strategy. That's really, really important because so many people come to me with the strategy. They're like, give me the strategy. I want the strategy. What are the hashtags? What are the hooks that I need to use? What's the video structure? And they don't have the foundational energy built first. They don't have the magnetism built up. They don't have any of that. So every single video they do, they're doing from a place of trauma. They're doing from a place of ego. They're doing from a place of lack. And it feels so gross to everyone involved, including them. It just doesn't feel good. And so really coming from a place of feeling magnetic and whatever you need to do to get there is great. Maybe you need to dance before, go to nature, go on walks, journal, whatever. Like maybe it's a slower journey for you and that's totally fine. Maybe it's not this insane epic journey. Everyone's journey is perfect and it all will look different. And so maybe it's just you tomorrow connecting with a more joyful part of yourself and a more joyful part or grateful part of yourself, because that's magnetic. You feeling good is magnetic. You feeling powerful is magnetic. You feeling abundant and just good. You feeling good is magnetic. So just letting go of things that don't feel good and allowing and embracing things that really feel good and starting from there. So beautiful, magnetic person. I hope this episode helped. And again, if there were some things that went over your head, just let the seeds be planted and, you know, let go of the thoughts, the judgments, whatever you have inside of your mind, just letting it go. Because that's when you really are able to receive things and receive ideas and perspectives that might not be the same as what you currently have in your mind or what you can currently feel in your reality, which is totally fine. But just coming from a place of allowing seeds to be planted. Or if you totally got it and you're just like, hell yeah, like go with it and let me know how this magnetic energy is going. And honestly, I would love to hear what you guys thought. I would love to hear your thoughts and like how you resonated with this. if this helped or if it didn't. I love honest feedback. I love constructive criticism. I'm very, very open to it. I love it all. I really love it all. Even sometimes negativity, obviously it stings, it can sting, but it's ultimately, it always helps. It always, always, always helps in some way, you know? So I just really appreciate the emails and the messages and, you know, the screenshots when you guys give screenshots and share it on your IG or wherever you want to share it. It's so beautiful and it's so helpful. And I just love seeing it. I can't tell you how much it fills me up. And it just, I don't know. It just, it's like, oh my God, our community is growing and growing and growing. So it's really exciting to see. So thank you so much for all of it. And thank you. Thank you for existing. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to these words and giving me your time and energy for all of this. And and if you, last thing, but if you feel like this resonated and you feel called to leave a review, that would be so incredible. Wherever you are, if you're Apple is great to leave reviews, like that really, really helps. Or even Spotify now has reviews, like that is so, 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 so helpful to our podcast and creating a bigger impact, because then more and more people will find our community and our vortex and like share these crazy, amazing, infinite ideas with all of us. So thank you. I hope you have an incredible, amazing day. And I just, thank you. I'll see you next episode.
And with that, we come to the close of yet another epic journey of the Aligned Empire podcast. Thank you for tuning in to the frequency of your limitless potential. Each episode is a code to unlock your unique energetic frequencies of money, business, and your aligned empire. If you feel this episode would resonate with others, please share it forward, creating a ripple effect throughout the universe. Make sure to subscribe to continue this journey of transformation with us. Join us again next week as we continue to rise together, joining a movement that is changing the world. This is Drea Brown, your guide on this journey, signing off.